The continuation of the book of Acts is a corporate continuation of Christ with the corporate living of the perfected God-man as the reality of the body of Christ. There are two main points. Both points talk about the continuation. The first Roman numeral is an individual continuation, which is Paul, Apostle Paul. The second Roman numeral talk about a corporate continuation, which is regarding us. First Roman numeral talk about what is continuation. What is his continuation? The continuation is to live Christ for the magnification. To live Christ, to magnify Christ. The second Roman numeral talk about corporate continuation. Corporate continuation has a very important phrase. Earlier we prayed this. We need with a corporate living of the perfected God-man as the reality of the body of Christ. What is the reality of the body of Christ? With the corporate living of the perfected God-man. The reality of the body of Christ is the corporate living of the perfected God-man. The body of Christ seems to be very abstract, but there is a reality. This reality, and there's a corporate living. This corporate living is a corporate living of a group of God-men. This group of God-men are perfected God-men. We didn't memorize this portion. Corporate living of the perfected God-man is the reality of the body of Christ. When we get into the high peak truth, we have heard this phrase a lot. What is the reality of the body of Christ? It's the corporate living of the perfected God-man. Being perfected. Just like in Roman numeral 1, Paul is the pattern. He is the one being perfected. Being perfected in life, in nature, and also in truth. Ephesians 4, Verse 13, talk about there are many functions in the body. It's being perfected for the purpose, for the work of the ministry, for the body of Christ, so that we all arrive on the in the faith, and to know. Amen. Unto the full grown man. Unto the full measure. Not only just a group of people, but also. And being perfected.
这一方面就说到,
可以说是在真理这种神圣启示的高峰。我们是为什么这些需要这个真理的构成？ We need being perfected in truth. Then we need to have a perfected living. Corporate implies mutuality, shepherding, being perfected. Corporate living,
主要是说到那个生活,
as a being. Living of a perfected God-man. How can we be a continuation? We need to have a kind of living. This kind of living is not an individual living. It is a corporate living. And this corporate group of people are God-men. They are the one are being perfected. We need to memorize this phrase. What is the reality of the body of Christ? which is the corporate living of the perfected God-man.
这两个大点，那么我们刚才已经提到了，第一个大点是说到有一个榜样。
First Roman numeral talk about a pattern, which is Apostle Paul. Second point talk about we need to become the corporate continuation. This is the last message of this training. The training started with the intrinsic significance, and so that we can be the testimony of Jesus. In the last message, we talk about be able to be the continuation of this group of people. It's the continuation of this group of witnesses. There are 13 points here. How about we... It shows us Paul. This is an example for Paul, but this kind of living should become our living. We should also live in such a way. How about this is the main burden? It's in Roman numeral 1. It's the main point. So maybe we can 2x2, we can pre-read all these 13 points. Amen. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, the 13 points. These are the main burden. There are many verses here. We talk about being perfected, the corporate living with a perfected God-man. In this 13 points, talks about how Paul has been perfected as such a God-man. Not only Paul need to be a God-man, we all need to be God-man. Not only we need to know, but we also need to be constituted so we can get into this 13 point and see how this flow, how this 13 points flow through. This becoming our central thought, then we can have such a living. That's why we need to be constituted with the truth. Then we can live by this truth. The first Roman numeral, there are a few verses here. Philippians 1:19 to 21 talk about live Christ, magnify Christ. In verse 20, talk about that even now Christ will be magnified in my body. And then 21 says, for me to live is Christ. This is the life of to live Christ and magnify Christ. And then in Acts 9:4, 5, and 15, and when Paul went to the on the road to Damascus, and he has his experience. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? This glorious God have appeared to him. Who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus who you persecute. In verse 15, it says, for this man is a chosen vessel to me, so that he to bear my name before. Then through this vision, Paul keep this version, a vision. So in Acts 26:19 says, therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. 1 Timothy 1:16. Let's read this together. But because of this, I was shown mercy, that in me, the foremost, Jesus Christ, might display all his long suffering for a pattern to those who are to believe on him unto eternal life. These verses are very significant. The Philippians here, and then the quote in Acts. Saul is the one who persecuted, troubled Christ and troubled his disciples. But the Lord appeared to him. And then he had shown this vision, and he was convinced with this vision. And then he became the continuation of this vision. And he never, he was not disobedient to this heavenly vision. Acts 9, 4, 5, and 15 talk about this vision. So shows that he has seen the vision and he lived such a vision. Then the answer is in 1 Timothy 1:16. I was shown mercy that in me, the foremost, that Jesus Christ might display all his long suffering for the pattern to those who are to believe. For a pattern to believe on him unto eternal life. Here's a pattern. We need to emphasize the pattern. Paul's living is our pattern. How he became a perfected God-man. We can, likewise, we need to become the perfected God-man. So we can coordinate and live a corporate living, then become the reality of the body of Christ. And this will become the continuation of Acts. Point A, Paul was a disciple of Christ, seeing Christ, hearing Christ, learning Christ as the reality is in Jesus. In Acts 9, this portion, I think we all are very familiar. We have 9:3 talk about suddenly a light from heaven. So there's a light, he has seen it, and then verse 4, he had heard it, heard a voice. 9:27. And he related to them how Saul has seen the Lord on the road, and then he has spoken to him. So there's a seeing, there's also a hearing. How in Damascus, he had spoken boldly in the name of Jesus. He had seen and heard, and then he spoken. Then Acts 22 talk about, it said, the God of our Father has previously appointed you to know his will and to see the righteousness and hear the voices, for you will be a witness to him and to all men, which you have seen and heard. So this, then in Ephesians 4:20-21, let's read together. But you did not so learn Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him as the reality is in Jesus. This is Paul. He had learned of Christ. He had heard him and then have been taught in him as the reality is in Jesus. This is the way Jesus lived on the earth, and this is the content of his living. The 3.5 years is the 33 and a half years is his living. We can see what kind of person he is. He has seen Christ, heard Christ, and he also learned Christ as the reality is in Jesus. What we need to learn, Christ is not just for the knowledge or doctrine. We learn how he lived. In the Roman Book 2, talk about the corporate continuation is a living. It's a corporate living. We need to have such a living. Many times when we heard about continuation, we think about the work, think about doing something. The most important thing is the living. Point B. Paul was a chosen vessel of Christ to contain him, be filled with him, and overflow with him for his fullness. 9:15 says, this is a man is a chosen vessel to me. Paul also talked about this in his writing. He talked about the development of the vessel. 2 Corinthians 4 here talk about the earthen vessel. The earthen vessel that was shown the excellency of the power. The vessel is to contain and to display, to overflow, to display. Paul realized he is the vessel. Vessel need to be filled so that he can overflow. Point C, Paul was a man of prayer. We listed many verses here in Acts, starting with his vision without eating and drinking for 3 days in prayer. In 9:11, he's praying. 13, in chapter 13, talk about praying, fast and praying. 14:23, in many places, they are prayed with fasting. Even when they went to the prison, all he's doing in the prison is. In 16:25, talk about the praying, saying hymns, and praise to God. He not only prayed by himself, he prays with other brothers and sisters. Colossians 4 talk about persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. Previously, last week, we talked about he asked Timothy to first to pray. First thing is pray. Point D, Paul depended on the body, doing everything in the body, through the body, and for the body. In 9:17 and 18, when Ananias went to him, lay his hand on him so he can see. In verse 9:25-27, show that he depended on the body. The Jews want to kill him, so they have dropped him in 27. Barnabas took hold of him. So he's not only depending on body, doing everything in the body and through the body. Then in 1 Corinthians, there's a portion. Paul, a called apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, and then Sothenes, the brothers. This brother we never heard his name before, just a brother. But Paul, why did he write in this way? He wrote to the Corinthians, the church in Corinth. He's not writing this by himself. He's writing in the body through with his brother. Also in the chapter 12, 1 Corinthians, he shows that he knows the body. Verse 13, 14, the body is not one member, but many. Verse 15, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not of the body. Many times we despise ourselves. You don't need me, but you despise yourself. In 21, however, the eyes cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. We cannot tell the brothers that we don't need you. In the body, the principle is do not despise yourself and do not despise others. In verse 24, our commonly member has no need, but God has blended the body together. God has blended the body together. Do not despise yourself, because God wants to blend the body together. In verse 25, there will be no division of body, that members would have the same care for one another. We need to have, he really knows the body. We need to care for another. We have the same care. I cannot just be nice to Brother Dave and not like not care for Brother Stephen. I need to care, have the same care for the one another. In verse 27, now you are the body of Christ and members individually. What is the, is there a conflict here? No, you are the body, but you are members individually. If you are the hand, you are a hand. If you are the foot, you are the foot. We all need to be faithful to our own portion. He's very thoroughly understand the body. Point E, Paul practiced calling on the name of the Lord. After you read these 13 points, there are many points here, seems like we have gone through already. Do you remember in message 8, we enjoy Christ as a jubilee, we also calling on the name of the Lord. There are many verses here. Acts 9:14, and he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on the name. So the verse 21, and he ravaged those. Then in 16, he rise up, be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on his name. 2 Timothy 2:22, not only call by himself, he also charged Timothy to call. And then in Romans, he says, you know, whoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The benefit of calling. And it's very clear here. And he's very thoroughly understand it. He is the name, he's the person calling on the name of the Lord. Point F. Paul lived by the all-inclusive spirit of Jesus. This spirit is the spirit of a man with abundant strength for suffering. For his preaching ministry, a ministry of suffering carrying out among human beings, for human beings in the human life, for the building up of the body of Christ. This is a long point. To live by the all-inclusive spirit of Christ, to suffer with abundant strength for suffering. It's for the purpose of building up of the body. Acts 9:16 says that we, how many things he must suffer on behalf of my name. Amen.
16:22 all the way to the end of 34.
He has been bound into the prison. He was beaten. He was locked. Secure their feet with the stocks. He cannot move. But then the Lord giving opportunity to preach. In verse 32, they spoke the word of God with those who in the house. Even the jailer thinking all the prisoner has left. In verse 31, and they say, believe on the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of God to him together with all those in his house. Colossians 1:24, I now rejoice in my suffering on your behalf, and filled up on my part that which is lacking of the affliction of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church. And Paul lived by the Spirit of Jesus to suffer and to build up the body. Hebrews 16:19-20 and Hebrews 13:13, it gives us revelation in verse 19 and 20, talk about enter into the veil. And then 13 says, let us go for go unto him outside the camp. We need to go outside the camp bearing his reproach. If you go and read the footnote in this verse 13, not only we need to enter into the veil, we need to enter into the spirit, into the mingled spirit to enjoy Christ. Enter into the Holy of Holies to enjoy Christ. But we also need to go outside the camp. The camp is the religious camp so that we can bear his reproach. This is what we must experience. Point G, Paul lived in his mingled spirit, the divine spirit mingled with his human spirit as one spirit. In the following verses, chapter 17 and 16, Paul was watching, waiting at Athens. His spirit was provoked within him as he saw the idols. 1921, and he purposed in his spirit. And then Romans 8:4, walk according to the Spirit. Then Romans 8:16. How about we read Romans 8:16 and 1 Corinthians 6:17. The Spirit himself witness with our spirit that we are children of God. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Both verses talk about the mingled spirit. The Spirit witness with our spirit. The Lord's spirit and our spirit mingle together. Point H, Paul was filled with the spirit of joy, essentially for his existence, and with the spirit of power, economically for his function. I think we have one message. In message 3, we talk about the experience in these two aspects, essentially and economically, inwardly and externally, outwardly. Point I, Paul exercised himself to always have a good and pure conscience. Acts 23:1, and Paul looking intently at the Sanhedrin, saying, "Men, brothers, I have conducted myself in all good conscience before God until today." Acts 21:24-16, I exercise myself to always have a conscience without offense toward God and man. 1 Timothy 1:19, holding faith and a good conscience, concerning which some thrusting this away have become the shipwreck according to the faith. Just like a shipwreck. Today we are on the stormy sea. We are in a gospel ship. We left from Hebron, the port of Hebron. If you have a shipwreck, you have a hole, then the ship will wreck and sunk. Point J, Paul lived a life of always rejoicing in the Lord and thanking him. We always use this 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Let's read together. Always rejoice, unceasingly pray. In everything we give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is very famous verses in Philippians. Paul, when he wrote Philippians, he's in prison. And he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. He's rejoiced because of the Lord. It's not because of the outward environment. Point K, Paul was allied with God and assisted by God to speak the gospel boldly in the name of Jesus, to spread the testimony of Jesus unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 9:27, he had spoken boldly in the name of Jesus. This portion of 26:22-29, he's giving his testimony. In verse 24, So, say Paul, with a lot of words, you are insane, Paul. He was beside himself. He said boldly. 26:26. Then he turned to King Agrippa. Do you believe the prophet? I know that you believe.
28:31.
This is the verse. Proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness unhindered. 1 Thessalonians 2:2. Speak to you.
In
verse Romans 15:24, it's talk about the uttermost part of the earth. When I go to Spain, Spain is the uttermost part of the earth, the westmost part. And then if you go beyond that, it's the Atlantic Ocean. He want to preach the gospel, he want to go to Spain. Point L, Paul cherished the saints in the humanity of Jesus and nourishing them in the divinity of Christ with all the truth of God's eternal economy, displaying in his living the word of the Lord Jesus, that it is better to give than to receive. When we PSR, sometimes we have a lot long verses, and we have to look at the entire portion. Sometimes you only have a single verse reference. Here, we have Acts 20:18 through 38. There's a whole portion here. What is the portion intended for? How do you cherish and nourish? In verse 18, he asks the elders to come. In verse 20, I have not declared to them to you and not teaching you publicly. I did not withhold anything. In all things I have shown you by example that toiling in this way we ought to support the weak, to remember the word of Lord Jesus that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. He's a person of cherishing and nourishing. In divinity, he nourishes them. He said to him, say, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is his experience. And then we have a whole portion from 1 Thessalonians 2 all the way to 12, to 1 to 12. Just like a mother. Verse 2:11, just as you know how we were as a father to his own children, exhorting you and consoling you and testifying you. In verse 12, that you might walk in a manner worthy of God who called you into his own kingdom and glory. In verse 7, you see the mother, nursing mother. Verse 11, you see the father exhorting you and consoling you. There's a divinity and cherishing and nourishing. Point M, Paul's fourth ministry journey, which is Acts 27:28. the two chapters. This is the verses quoted at the beginning of this message. In these two chapters, you see a way of his life, of living Christ, magnifying Christ, doing all things in Christ, and pursuing Christ in order to be found in Christ. This is the way he lived. We have read the Philippian portion here in chapter 1. We also see Philippians 3, chapter 8, 3, verse 9. How about 3, 9? Let's read together. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. Philippians 3:14. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Philippians 4:13. I'm able to do all things in him who empowers me. This verses here is live Christ, magnify Christ, doing all things in Christ. This is the first Philippians 4:13. I'm able to do all things in him who empowers me. And we also have the goal for the prize and also be found in Christ. There are the small points here. In these two chapters, we don't have time to read all the details. We ask brothers to read point one. All during the apostles' long and unfortunate imprisonment voyage, the Lord kept the apostle in his ascendancy and enabled him to live a life far beyond the realm of anxiety. This life was fully dignified with the highest standard of human virtues, expressing the most excellent divine attributes. Sisters, point two. This was Jesus living again on the earth. In his divinity and rich humanity. This was the wonderful, excellent, and mysterious God-man who lived in the Gospels, continuing to live in the Acts through one of his many members. This was a living witness of the incarnated, crucified, resurrected, and God-exalted Christ. Brothers, three, in Paul's living and ministry, he expressed the very true God, who in Jesus Christ had gone through the process of incarnation, human living, crucifixion, and resurrection, and who, as the all-inclusive Spirit, was then living in him and through him. Sisters, four, on the sea in the storm, the Lord had made the apostle not only the owner of his fellow voyagers, but also their life guarantor and comforter. Now, on the land in peace, the Lord made him furthermore not only a magical attraction in the eyes of the superstitious people, but also a healer and a joy to them. Point five altogether. The warm welcome that Paul received from the brothers in Rome and the loving care of those in Puteoli show the beautiful body life that existed in the earth earlier days among the churches and apostles. There are point A and B. Sister A. Apparently, the apostle, as a prisoner in the bounds, has entered the region of the dark capital of the Satan-usurped empire. Actually, as an ambassador of Christ with his authority, he had come into another part of this participation in the body life of Christ's church, in the kingdom of God on earth. Point B, brothers, while he was suffering the persecution of religion in the empire of Satan, the satanic chaos in the old creation, he was enjoying the church life in the kingdom of God, the divine economy for the new creation. This was a comfort and an encouragement to him. This portion, this point M, was based on a footnote in this chapter, which summarized the Acts 27 and 28, and how Paul lived Christ, magnified Christ. Point one, Kept the apostle in his ascendancy and enabled him to live a life beyond the realm of anxiety. The second point talk about that this was Jesus living again on the earth. This wonderful God-man Jesus, now through Paul in Book of Acts, this was Jesus living again. This was Jesus living again. And then continuing to live. In Paul's living and ministry, he expressed the very true God. Acts 26:8, they were on an island, and then on the island there are natives. Paul was running to a snake. They expect that he would swell up and suddenly he fall down dead. But when they had waited for a long time and beheld nothing unusual happening to him, they changed their mind and said that he was a god. Paul show that he is God. God become a man. He's not a God with a Godhead. On the stormy sea, on point four, he's become the comforter. There are 276 people on the ship. He's a comforter. He's a life guarantor. He is greater than the captain. Do not be afraid. Do not fear, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. God has granted you all those who are sailing with you. God had granted them to you. Sometimes we went on the airplane. We have turbulence. We need to say, do not fear. It's not time for you to go yet. but all the ones that the Lord grant you, all those who are on the airplane with you, him talk about when you are belong to the Lord, then all the everything on the earth belongs to you.
他是一个囚犯劝你们放心振作，因为你们中间没有一个人会丧命，唯独是。And
now I advise you to cheer up, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship, which is verse 22.好，然后我们也看到他医治好了。He also healed the father.
Of
the chief. When he arrived Rome,
in chapter 28, 14 and 15,
where having found brothers, we were urged to remain with them 7 days. And thus we came to Rome. And Paul was chained, a prisoner, but they have received him. In verse 15, and from there the brothers have heard this thing concerning that came as far as the market of Appius and three inns to meet us. The market of Appius and the three inns. They're about 60 kilometers away. It took a long time to travel. They come and to welcome him. They travel. When Paul saw them, he thanked God. Paul is also human. He needs the encouragement. He needs the body to support him. 2 points. Apparently, the apostle is a prisoner in bounds, but in reality, he is the ambassador of Christ. Ephesians 6:20, for which I am an ambassador in a chain. There's only one ambassador has his chain, which is Paul. He has the authority. Matthew 28:18-19. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me and in heaven and on earth. So go, therefore. All the authority given to me. I'm giving all this authority to you. So go, therefore. Disciple all the nations. So not only, so even though Paul was in chain, but he has the authority. The empire of Satan under the satanic chaos in the old creation, but he is enjoying the church life in the kingdom of God. We want to go back and look at these 13 points, see how we can connect all these points. Paul lived such a way. We need to become Jesus, live again. I spent some time, and I'm not certain this is all correct, but I'm going to try in this way. He is a perfected God-man. The first point A, talk about, he is a disciple of Christ, seeing Christ, hearing Christ, and learning Christ. I use eight different words, but I'm not sure it's all correct. The first point A, see, hear, learning, and follow him. See him. Has a desire to see him. Point B, C, and D. E. Because he has know him. Point B. Know that he is the vessel. The Christians are vessels. He's prayer. Stop himself. He's the man of prayer. Prayer meaning we stop ourselves. So he knows God and gain God. And point D, dependent on the body. In the body, through the body. Not only he knows the head, but he also knows the body. And he depends on the body. Point E, he called on the name of the Lord. He said, enjoy Christ. Point B, C, D, E, is Lord prepare him to know him. He's the vessel, he stopped himself, he prayed, he depended on the body, and he enjoyed Christ. The first point is a motive. And then point F, G, H is living in the Spirit, Spirit of Jesus. And then the point G, he live in the mingled Spirit, the economical Spirit and the essential Spirit. And then point H, It's essential for his existence economically. And then point I, talk about pure conscience. He lived in spirit. The J, K, and L is live out. Live out Christ. Live out joy. Live out thanks. Live out boldly. Point L, he cherished. He learned to give. It's better to give than receive. And then point 13, he not only lived out, but he was found in Christ. Amen. So live out Christ, found in Christ, and magnify Christ. Point one, A, he has a desire, his motive is to become the disciple of Christ. So he learned of him. And that we are the vessel. He knows the head. He knows the body. And then enjoy Christ as the Jubilee, which is by calling on the name. And he enjoyed the Spirit. Spirit of Jesus, the mingled Spirit, pure Spirit with joy, and the pure conscience. Then he lived out. He live out a rejoicing life, thanks life, and then he speak boldly. The second point, he's a vessel for contain, vessel contain, to be filled and overflow. I use eight different words in Chinese word. Stop yourself, then God will be in charge. He give the Lord the honor. Depend on the body and for the body. The body is for him, but he also for the body. Calling on the name of the Lord. Calling on the name of the Lord is that we are nothing. I'm nothing. It's no longer I, but Christ. I'm calling on the name of the Lord, so no longer me, but Christ. To enjoy, enjoy the Jubilee. How do I enjoy Jubilee? I enjoy Jubilee by calling on the name of the Lord. This portion is according to the Spirit of Jesus, and we are suffering and for building up. Suffering for building up. Point G, we live in the mingled spirit. Amen. The spirit, point H, not only to live for our existence, but we can grow and for the functioning in the body, serve.
And
this matter of conscience, if we lost the conscience, then we lost the faith. The point J, that we rejoice in the Lord and thanking Him. Sometimes we are rejoiced because we're our environment, we are happy. But here is that we need to rejoice in the Lord.
And
we give thanks always. Give thanks always. Whether it's good or bad. Point K. Boldly, proclaiming boldly. I'm trying to use this way so I can memorize it, so that that can help me during the week. There is a cherishing and there's a nourishing. It's better to give
to give
than receive. In point 13, he is not only live Christ, but he magnified Christ. So he can be found in Christ. So point one, I talk about A, that we have such a desire to see Him, to live Him, to become a vessel, becoming a member of prayer, to stop ourselves. And then we see the body, we depend on the body, for the body, we enjoy Christ as our jubilee. Enjoys his our riches. And then we need to live in spirit. We need to live in the spirit of Jesus. For the building up, for the suffering, we also live in the mingled spirit. Economically and essentially that we have growth in life, and then we can also serve Him. There's no leak in our conscience, so we can live out Christ. We can live out Christ. We can live in the Spirit. We can live out in our mind. We always rejoice and give thanks always. We are proclaiming. We give to others. And then we live out Christ and be found in Christ. I think we need to spend some time to speak about this point. So if we can have such a understanding of this 13 point and put this in practice. 1 Timothy 1:16 that we can we can be the pattern for the others. His living is for our as a pattern for us. So Jesus Christ might display all His long suffering for a pattern to those who are to believe on Him unto eternal life. So maybe we can spend some time two by two and talk through all these points. Amen. Amen. And live Christ and magnify Christ. We're not just memorize this, but this becoming our living. After the crystallization study of the book of Acts, we can live such a life. The first Roman numeral talked about Paul is a continuation. But having just Paul is not enough. We need to have a corporate continuation. We need to live how Jesus lived. how he lives. The reality is the living.
Of
the reality of the body is living.
Roman
numeral 2 is part of the banner. How about we memorize this again? The corporate living of the perfected Godhead. What is the reality of the body of Christ? The corporate living of the perfected Godhead. Amen. We need to be Godhead so we can be perfected, so we can live a corporate living. There are 5 points. This is a footnote in Acts 28:31. The footnote to explain the Roman numeral 2. Brothers, point A. The book of Acts was actually not ended, but left open, that more may be added. The reason for this must have been that the work of the Holy Spirit is preaching Christ for his propagation, multiplication, and spread through the believers of Christ was not yet completed and needed to be continued for a long period of time. Sisters, B, such an evangelic work for Christ's propagation, multiplication, and spread is according to God's New Testament economy for the producing of many sons of God, for God, that they might be the members of Christ to constitute his body for the carrying out of God's eternal plan and the fulfillment of his eternal will. This is revealed in detail in the 21 epistles in the book of Revelation, which follow the book of Acts. See, since God is after a corporate vessel, we must be brought into the reality of the body of Christ and learn to live the body life by denying our natural life. Otherwise, we are useless in his hand and can never fulfill his goal. Point D. In the four Gospels, God was incarnated, passed through the human living, died, and resurrected, thus completing Christ, the embodiment of the triune God. In the book of Acts, this embodiment of God, as the living, life-giving Spirit, spread Christ into his believers, working the process triune God into his chosen, redeemed, and transformed people, to make them the constituted of the church, through which God may express. The ultimate issue of the church will be the new Jerusalem in eternity future as God's full and eternal expression, which will also be God's eternal kingdom as a sphere in which he reigns in his divine life in eternity forever and ever. This should be the reality of the goal of our gospel preaching today as we follow the pattern of the Apostle Paul, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness, unhindered.
Amen.
This 5 points pretty much explain very clearly. Talk about continuation. Continue. There's no ending. There's no ending.
圣灵借着信徒传扬基督，使基督得着繁殖、扩增、普及。
The Holy Spirit in preaching Christ for his propagation, multiplication, and spread. And they will continue for a long period of time. This continuation, this propagation, multiplication, and spread, so produce many sons, produce the church, produce the body. This vessel is a reality. It's a corporate vessel. Here is the reality. This is the reality. The reality of the body of Christ. Point D. In the four Gospels, God was incarnated, passed through human living, the embodiment of the triune God. But in the book of Acts, the embodiment of this God. Amen. spread the believers, working process, turning God into chosen, so it can be expressed. Expression. Point E is the ultimate consummation, which is the New Jerusalem. The last verse in Acts is proclaiming the kingdom of God, teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness unhindered. We don't need to spend too much time on the verses. The burden for this week, in Roman numeral, is our main burden. We need to spend more time. It's not just see how Paul as an example, as a pattern, but we need to be just like Paul. The continuation is a corporate continuation. Lord Jesus is the prototype. We have a pattern, which is Paul. Now Paul's living will become the living of every single one of us. In this 13th different point, we can ask the brothers and sisters to enter into this 13th point. I believe there's some kind of a flow. I spend some time to study this. I'm not certain this is right, but I can see there's a flow, there's a connect. We need to see the vision. We have the desire to see and to hear, to learn, to gain. And then we can live in such a condition. And then we can live out. We can live in the condition, and then we can live out, and then eventually magnify and be found in Him. And this is a God-man living. We need to the desire to see and to know, and to know what He wants and what His desire. He desires a body. We need to enjoy Christ as our inheritance. Enjoy that He's our freedom, that we can live in the Spirit. We can live in the Spirit and then live out. The living out Christ requires our soul. Living out, and then to magnify Christ, to be seen and found in Him. Then we can become the corporate witnesses, a corporate continuation, and which is a corporate witness. In this week's verses, let's look at these verses. In day one, Acts 9:15, let's talk about the vessel.
那么周三的菲利比三章
In day 3
八节,
Philippians 3, 8 and 9
我看四章, 12节, 13节,
4, 12 to 13 These are good verses. In Philippians we know this is the book concerning experiencing Christ. Live Christ and magnify Christ. In the book of Philippians we can use it as a reference. Day 5, John 5:17, my Father is working until now. I am working. The emphasis until now. There's no stopping. The book of Acts will continue. My Father is working until now. That means he's still continuing. He is still working today. And in the 28:31, talk about proclaiming and teaching in, with all boldness, unhindered. In day 6, Romans 8:29. This is a goal of God's economy. Because those who foreknew, He also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, And he might be the firstborn among many brothers. I think, brother, sister, if you can spend time on this 13 points in Roman number 1 to enjoy it. So Paul's living become our living. We can become the reproduction of Christ, just like Paul is the reproduction of Christ.